the tax deadline has been extended for North Dakota residents.
Yep, at the federal level, Senator Hovind was able to request and receive, a granting of an extension at the federal level for federal returns. And we piggybacked off of that and also did the same on Monday. We issued a release that said that North Dakota taxpayers on their state return would have a little bit of extra time to file if they show good cause that they were affected by the storm, and as long as they make a good faith effort to get their return filed within a reasonable amount of time. We are getting some questions, Steve, as you might expect. Well, what is a reasonable amount of time? And what we're telling people is, you know, by the end of this week, first part of next week, we're going to be starting to look at those postmarks and then probably cutting it off because, you know, I'm looking out of my window right now, and there's no reason why people can't get around. They can certainly get to the post office. They can get to a tax preparer. They can get their return filed. So I think, you know, again, we're certainly sensitive to the situation on Sunday, Monday. People were trapped in their homes. In some cases, post offices were closed, and we certainly want to provide some relief to those folks. But now it's time, with the weather break and people being dug out, that they need to get their return filed. One thing I would mention to taxpayers who find themselves in a situation where perhaps they missed the filing deadline, and if they get a notice from us down the road in a month or so that is hitting them with penalty and interest associated with a late filing or late payment, give us a call. If they've got good cause and they can show that they were impacted, we're going to work with them. We're going to be as flexible and as lenient as possible. So taxpayers should not hesitate to give our office a call if they have questions, if they are faced with any kind of penalty and interest notice from us. There are bound to be folks that slip through the cracks. We'll take a look at the return and perhaps we'll assume it was late. And so we just, you know, I don't want to at all discourage folks from calling us if they do find themselves in that situation down the road.
Well, you did say to me off the air that you're still getting a pretty good chunk of them back this week.
Yeah, boy, it's amazing. We really have a lot of returns that are coming in. Right now, we have about 320,000 returns that have come in. Obviously, we're processing a lot of e-filed returns that are starting to hit the system, along with the mail, the paper returns. Towards the end of the filing season, Steve, that's when the bulk of the paper comes in. So those are being opened and processed as we speak. We'll probably be processing returns that were postmarked appropriately through, the end of next week, maybe even the following week. So there's still a lot of processing to do. We expect that we'll have another 60,000 returns that we'll process that we will count towards this first filing deadline. And then, of course, we've got the extension deadline, which falls in October. So by the end of the filing season, which really is what we consider the end of October, first part of November, we'll probably see a total of 415,000 returns. So right now we have 320,000 returns in. A vast majority have been e-filed, which is great. About 89%, 90% have been e-filed. And so we think that's very, very positive. And obviously I think that just reflects kind of the direction people are going. They're more comfortable doing business online. They're more comfortable making purchases online. And obviously, more people are becoming comfortable filing their taxes online.
Well, it's I'm actually really glad you could join us today. I mean, I have to imagine things around your office this time of the year are pretty hectic.
They are. You know, Monday was very hectic. I came in. I was one of the only folks in the department that could make it in. Me and my supervisor in our individual income tax section were kind of trying to figure out what to do because the Capitol was closed. So Monday was really busy for us and hectic. We stayed open late until 9 o'clock on Monday to help taxpayers and take calls. And then yesterday, it really kind of settled down. It was actually a pretty good day to get caught up, Tuesday as well. And now we're back to the other thing that's really keeping us busy, which is the legislative session. And we're obviously very involved in that process and trying to help the legislators make good decisions about the various tax bills that they have in front of them. So that probably occupies the bulk of our time. But things are going really well. And other than Monday, this has been a great filing season for us.
Awesome. Well, is there anything I forgot to ask you here that you want to leave us with?
The last thing I would mention is taxpayers who are interested in knowing where their refund is, if they filed and they have a refund coming back. We have a great service on our website called Dude, Where's My Refund? And by putting in just some very basic information about your return, a Social Security number, the amount that you expect back, and your filing status, you can find out if we've received your return, if it's in process, or if we've issued the refund. And so a lot of taxpayers at this time of the year who do have refunds coming back, they're very anxious to know when they're going to get those refunds, either deposited in their bank account or the check is going to be in the mail. And so this is a good way for taxpayers to, at their leisure, check our website versus calling our office. And obviously that's good for us. It reduces the phone traffic so we can answer other taxpayer calls. So Dude, Where's My Refund? On our website at nd.gov/tax.
All right. Well, Corey, I thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Steve. You take care.
You too. That was Corey Fong, the North Dakota Tax Commissioner, joining us here this morning for Let's Talk About It. Of course, the deadline for the taxes has been extended due to the winter storm that crossed through the area on Sunday and Monday. We'll take a break here on